Hi guys, I just wanted to make a really quick video on the topic of fact checkers in the lead up to the Voice to Parliament. This is something I've talked about in previous videos, the widespread censorship campaign of Vote No campaigners on social media, especially Facebook. I've also spoken extensively about the multi-million dollar financed propaganda campaign of Yes23 and many of their dodgy tactics in the lead up to this referendum. But there were a couple of things I was made aware of recently that I wanted to share with you. Number one is this group called Recorded Future, who deems itself as the world's largest cyber threat analysis corporation, which is headed up by Google and the CIA. Which is always a great combination, right? Now, this group has recently been dipping its hands into the political discourse that's been taking place on the topic of the Voice referendum in Australia. I found this very interesting, and I found this out by watching a recent stream by Joel Davis, who did a deep dive into this topic, and it's just incredible. I'm going to link that stream in the description of this video below. Be sure to check it out. I really encourage all of you guys to watch the full video. But for now, I just wanted to play one little clip from that stream. Words from Tom Sewell, who was a guest on Joel Davis's show, who described this situation so perfectly that I didn't actually want to put it in any other words, but to play this clip instead.
You brought up this company called Recorded Future, and you kept going, you started explaining some other things, and then I was like, malaligned narratives, Recorded Future, these are things we need to unpack. What does that even mean? I mean, let's break down Recorded Future. So there's a company that's owned in part by Google and the CIA, working together out of Tel Aviv in Israel, funded in the tens of millions, hundreds of millions. I think it got sold recently for $750 million and moved its office over to Tel Aviv. And it's got state actors working within it. So it's this unholy alliance, technocratic, oligarchic alliance between Google, the CIA, Five Eyes, Israel, Mossad, and they're writing policy and strategy of how to shut down political dissent against a change to our parliament, a change to our constitution eventually in Australia. And they're writing policy of how to stop the dissent to that decision by calling the people that are opposing this and articulating their opposition to this conspiracy theorists that are pretending and spreading misinformation that international Jewry and rich and powerful Jews and technocrats are trying to subvert and undermine and destroy our sovereignty as white people in Australia. And that's a conspiracy theory. But the very company that's being employed as a strategy to stop us from getting our message out there is the very hive mind, is the very beast that we're trying to expose as being behind these things, as being engaged and involved in manipulating and the psychological warfare of the public, on the public. But we're the bad guys. This is the psychotic nature, the psychopathic nature of the journalists, the state, the Five Eyes intelligence services that persecute us. And we're just two guys with webcams in our, well, I'm in my kitchen and you're in a bedroom or something. You know what I mean? And we're putting out truthful content about these evil billionaires and government agencies that are working hand in hand to destroy the fabric of our society. We're pointing it out, and they're using their billions and their government assets to try to shut us down. This is incredible.
Now, this group, Recorded Future, is just one of many subversive elements that are involved in the widespread censorship of political dissidents and opponents of the Voice in Australia, to the point that only a fool would think that it's not election interference. Another point I wanted to bring up is Facebook censorship. Now, I don't use Facebook anymore, and I haven't for about 12 years, and I have absolutely zero intentions of going back, ever since I was censored many years ago. Facebook is just a pathetic platform where you are not allowed to have an opinion that strays too far from the pigeonhole of Marxist pre-approved talking points. With that being said, I just wanted to show you this email by Meta, which is an umbrella company that owns Facebook, addressed to Senator James Patterson. It seems to reveal that MRIT Fact Lab, which is one of the many fact-checking third-party corporations used by Facebook, is being dropped due to a slew of complaints that they are unfair and biased with their fact-checking, which, of course, is true. It's also worth pointing out that these were the people who came after Peter Credlin, Sky News Australia journalist, who claimed the Uluru Statement from the Heart is more than one page, which is just correct. The unexpurgated edition of this article was proven by Freedom of Information request to be 26 pages long. Now, the shortened version, the expurgated edition, is one page, which is what they released to the public initially. Now, I've already spoken about this in a previous video, so I won't go into too much details on the Uluru Statement from the Heart. But for those of you who haven't read the full release document, I suggest you go check it out. It is filled to the brim with demands of things like reparations, separatism, etc. Now, for those of you who don't know, MRIT Fact Lab and ABC Fact Check are both run by director Russell Skelton, an ABC veteran who has reported numerous tweets in favour of their voice referendum. So according to this email, Facebook seems to be dropping them, which perhaps is a good thing. But who is going to replace them? Who knows? They do say in the email, however, that they rely heavily on the Australian Associated Press, which isn't really a big surprise since basically all Australian-based fact-checkers do rely on the Australian Associated Press. The campaign propaganda for the voice to parliament, the censorship of political thought, the suppression of the Australian people, the bullying, and the indoctrination is really starting to ramp up. And it's clearly a form of election interference, in my opinion anyway. I just wanted to share this with you guys. I hope you found it as interesting as I did. Thanks for watching. Until next time.